This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
And thank you to Philippa for the 9 o'clock news, and she'll be back just ahead of Sports World with another bulletin of 882 6PR News. Welcome to Talking Property, everybody, brought to us by Summit Homes. And if you'd like to win $100, all you have to do is to call us and ask a question. Well, that's stage one. Stage two is these hard-headed gentlemen that are in the studio with me have to select the best of our callers today, and at the end of the show, $100 cash will go to you. 9221 882. You can also send us an email if you wish to harvey@6br.com.au or a text to 19999677, but only our people who call us on the telephone will qualify. So 9221 882 is the number. We have an embarrassment of riches in the studio today. Rob Druitt goes away and he takes three blokes to replace him.
Yeah, that's right. He'd be very pleased to hear that, Harvey.
Hayden Groves, who's Deputy Prez of Real Estate Institute of WA. What?
Oh, President.
Oh, President. Now, yeah,
it doesn't matter, Harvey.
I cannot get the spectre of Sir David Airy out of my mind, mate. Hayden is the president, of course. Silly me. And has been in the chair for a few months now. So there you go. And doing a great job, too, mate.
Oh, thank you very much, Harvey. Yeah. Doing my best. Very, you know, David Airy, very big feat. Well, yeah. Very big feet, so he's got big shoes to fill.
He has. So Hayden's here to answer your general queries on real estate. And also joining us from Landgate today is CEO Mike Bradford. I got that title right, at least anyway. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm really well, Harvey. G'day, Angelo and Hayden.
Yeah, and we'll introduce Angelo in just a tick. If you've got any questions about titles, of course, that's why Mike is here to answer those questions. And if you want to know about home improvements, well, the man is here, Angelo Tomasone from Summit Homes. Welcome, Angelo.
Thanks, Harvey. Great to be
actually,
here.
Actually, we had a chat last week, didn't we, with our little sort of live crosses, we call them.
That's right.
And very interesting. And a lot of people now are looking, aren't they, at home improvements as opposed to buying and selling and in this particular market. Would you say that, it's an ill wind that blows no one any good, as they say. So this particular market, as quiet as it is good for people who are now perhaps more and more turning to home improvements?
That's right, Harvey. There's always an opportunity with home improvements because sometimes people can't find what they're looking for in the marketplace, and they've been at their house for a number of years. They've done some initial home improvements and really need to just, you know, get that extra space that they need. So there's always a solution that we can find for them. It's just a matter of, you know, doing the numbers for them and making it sure that it works.
Yeah, well, making sure that it works, I imagine, Angelo, is ensuring that people don't overcapitalise on their property, which can happen.
Yeah, a lot of the time it's really about, you know, obviously location, as they say in real estate, and where they are, and depends on what they do. So sometimes, you know, if they want to try and do too much to the home, sometimes it's better to look at elsewhere. But if they have done a lot of, you know, improvements, as I said, if you just need that extra space, it does, you know, help to stay there, because once you look at stamp duty, you look at obviously the agent's fees and so on sometimes, you know, and they've already put money into the house. Just adding the extra space can be quite easy.
Good. All right, well, the experts are here. All we need now is you to call us on 9221 882. Might have one for you right now, Angelo, by the looks of things. Sylvia of Mandurah. G'day, Sylvia.
Good morning. I'm just ringing. My place is only 12 years old, and the ceiling in the family room has got a crack in it. And out from about 2 foot out from that, there's a couple of nails coming down. And where it meets the passage, there's a crack right across the passage there. And I don't want the roof to fall down on me.
Well, Sylvia, it sounds
like... So I don't know where to go to, you know.
Well, Angelo, you'd probably be able to assist on this one.
Exactly.
A bit more your area than the rest of mine or Mike's, I think.
Hi, Sylvia. Something like that, look, I wouldn't be too worried about it. Something you can get some maintenance people in just to have a look at that. Sometimes with ceilings, you do get a bit of movement and slight cracking. But, you know, if it's not anything major, I would just get like a local small builder just to have a look at it and do some remedial work on it.
So it's 12 years old, is it, Sylvia?
Yes, yeah.
So I imagine there'd be no warranty situation would apply.
No, it wouldn't. But, I mean, something like that, I don't think it'd be too much to worry about, just to get someone in and have a quick look at it.
And we don't want the roof falling in, but what makes you think that it might?
Well, you'll see it in the paper, and I've only just noticed this. and with the nails coming down, and I think there was another little one my daughter saw somewhere.
It's not really endemic, I don't think, but we can understand your concerns. But what Angelo says is true. Get someone in to have a look at it, and if you need...
Well, see, I'm 80 years old, and I can't afford to have it on my head, falling on my head.
Well, no, it wouldn't matter if you're 8. It's probably not a good idea either.
All the best, Sylvia, with that one. But, yeah, local builder, I think, would be able to get in there and see if there's any other major issues that's causing it. It's very likely just that the glue's come unglued.
Yeah, it's just probably glue.
I hope it's a minor thing like that.
Mm. They're pretty hard things to fall in. They've done that very often.
Have you got any relatives that have been around and had a look at it for you, like, you know, maybe a child, grandchild or someone that could perhaps give you a second opinion? And
like in the roof?
Yeah, well, exactly, to get up there and have actually a closer look that you probably wouldn't be able to do.
I've got a couple of grandsons, but they're so busy.
Just ring them up and tell them the roof's going to fall in if they don't turn up to your joint and have a look at it.
And you'll leave nothing behind for them afterwards, Sylvia, unless they turn up.
Exactly.
I think I might be better getting a builder, actually.
Whatever. All right, Sylvia. So that's
okay. Thanks for your help.
No, you're more than welcome. Thanks for calling us. Okay. Boy, that was a bit of a scary sort of byline up there, wasn't it? Roof is falling in. Well, not quite.
But
you can understand, though. Someone sort of getting a bit sort of worried about when cracks appear.
Well, it progresses too, and you'll find that when you look at it. It happened to me, one of my properties years ago, and I ignored it, you too, for a long time, and thankfully I got to it before it fell in, but only just. It was just in the end sitting on the cornice.
Ooh.
Yeah, so just sort of holding. So thank goodness for strong cornices.
It's really hard for a layperson to judge, you know, a crack in the wall. Is it just a crack in the plaster? Is it in the bricks? Yeah. Is it structural? I mean, you just got to get someone to have a look at it.
Yeah, simple as that. All right, boys, we've got a couple of texts here. One is slightly longer than War and Peace. I'll leave that for a second. But Teresa, one for you, Mike, right off the front. Good morning, good show. What happens if you can't find the title of your house? Can it be replaced?
Okay, so who was
Teresa.
It? Hi, Teresa. So the title, you're referring to what we call the duplicate certificate of title. The actual title is held on the database in Landgate, and the duplicate is a paper copy of that. It's an important document, you know, because it demonstrates that you own the property. But if you have lost it and you can't find it, then there is a process by which, if you can turn up to Landgate with your identity verified, we can replace that. But it may not need to be replaced, because you don't actually need the duplicate certificate of title, but you can go through the process of getting a new one, or in fact cancelling it.
Mm. Okay, thanks.
They've moved, of course, to digital titling now, so you don't get those lovely parchments anymore that you can put in a frame once you pay your mortgage off.
We've got an archive full of them.
I don't think I've ever had one of those, to be perfectly honest with you.
No, not many people have.
No. All right, here we go. I'll try and read this before we've got to go at 10. We listed our – this came in actually very late last week and had no chance to read it out, but we're resubmitting, and it comes from David. Right. And he sent some photos. We can't pull them up on the text here, so we'll just talk. We listed our 4x2 house for sale with an agent last Saturday, paid $950 to an agent for a promo video of our property, which includes agent intro, interior pics, and drone video and photos. One of the features of the drone photos is a bird's-eye view of the house and land with highlighted border on the photo. A week after the advertising had been running, I realised they've highlighted the wrong property. In three of the drone photos. Instead of our property, they've highlighted the home two doors down. This photo is also on a brochure we paid extra for home opens. When I brought this to my agent's attention, he offered to waive the cost of the $100 incorrectly printed brochures and told me the incorrect online photos of property would have made very little, if any, variation in buyer interest. Find that hard to believe. Do you think I should be compensated more for the mistakes of the advertising company made? I was very disappointed, as I paid top dollar for a professional job. Please let me know your thoughts. That's interesting, isn't it?
It is an interesting one, Harvey. I mean, obviously, mistakes do happen, you know, and this is not a great one for it to happen.
The $100 back, I think the whole lot should be refunded, don't you?
Well, I think that's probably reasonable because, it's in its entirety, it hasn't been a complete disaster, given that there's elements to it, not just the drone above the highlight, the crow, as the crow flies type image, showing where the boundaries of the land actually are.
Mm.
that's just one component of the marketing program. So it can be quite, depending on where it is, like if you're looking to try to ascertain, look, here's the piece of land and it's literally 200 metres from the beach, well, I think if they chose the wrong property and it was showing 500 metres from the beach, well, that's a serious problem. But if it's just a few doors down and it's amongst a street of similar housing, then it's probably not the end of the world. Certainly, I don't think the seller has been massively disadvantaged, in my opinion. But certainly, I think as a gesture of good faith, either the company or perhaps the agent might suggest that they don't pay.
The question I would ask is, if you're going to pay for this advertising and you want to, you know, virtual tour, if you like, and drones, wouldn't you insist, and shouldn't the person preparing that actually show you the finished product before it is advertised?
Well, really, I think it should be down to normally the agent would look at that and say, okay, that's correct.
Okay, sit down, let's have a look at it. Is that okay?
Yeah, and let's go ahead. So,
no, obviously, it's not my house, sorry.
Yeah, the step hasn't been made. But really, you should, you know, that's part of the reason why you should pay your agent, in my view, is that you have this responsibility under the common law precept of agent principle. The principle in most circumstances is the seller, whereby you really are taking on a lot of the risk associated with the selling process, including the marketing process. So really, the listing agent, in my opinion, in this matter, should be the one responsible ultimately to making sure that it is properly, because also at law, Harvey, we have a responsibility to make sure that we're highlighting and advertising the correct property. We can't be getting that stuff wrong.
No, even if it's an inadvertent mistake.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And you want to make good as quickly as you possibly can.
Sure. Okay, good on you. Thanks, Hayden. In the studio with us is Hayden, who's the prez of Rewa, Angelo Tomasoni from Summit Homes, particularly from Summit Home Improvement. So if there's any questions you'd like to ask about that aspect of the industry, then call us. And Mike Bradford here as CEO of Landgate. He's the man to talk about titles. Brad of Joondana is on the line. G'day, Brad.
Yeah, g'day. Just a couple of quick questions and I'll hang up and listen to your answers. I've recently purchased an apartment which is due for completion in sometime in the next 5 weeks. They're running over time and I've been invited that I'll potentially be invited to take early possession. Now, I'd like to know what the risks are for me, the buyer, as from taking early possession, and also with titles not being issued yet, what's the time frame at the moment for the titles being issued? And I'll hang up. Mr. Your answer.
Okay, thanks, Brad, for your question. I'll take the first bit, and probably Mike take the second bit. Really, possession prior to settlement, there are some risks associated with that. And I'm assuming also, based on your question, Brad, that you've purchased a property perhaps off the plan and they're behind in completing it, and they're allowing you possession prior to settlement, which is a bit unusual, I've got to say. However, particularly if it's not completed, if they're running behind time. So they could be concerned that they're running into the period whereby if they go over a certain amount of time, and normally with these off-the-plan sales contracts it's about 3 years, if it goes beyond that time, then you as the buyer potentially have the opportunity to avoid going through with the purchase. So that's one component of it that I'm thinking that maybe that's the reason why they're offering possession prior. Possession prior to settlement in itself is not necessarily a problem. You do want to check the paperwork that you have to sign, though, to make sure, because ordinarily with possession prior to settlement, when you take the possession, the risk of the property transfers to you. The property is no longer at the risk of the seller, and it moves to you, and therefore often you are, therefore, if there's any problems that are revealed after the possession is taken, then they're your issue rather than the seller's anymore. So that's one of the things to be really careful of. So make sure, Brad, that you check the documentation that the developer is looking for you to sign in order for you to get the possession. Otherwise, if you're happy with that, and if you're happy with the documentation and happy to take on the risk, then possession prior to settlement can be quite good because, A, you haven't paid for it yet, you haven't paid for the property, and you're getting into living there and take possession of it. So there's some advantages in that regard.
Yeah, so, Brad, in terms of issuing the titles, on our website, we actually have our current turnaround times. And if you go onto landgate.wa.gov.au and Google turnaround times, you'll come up with our list because we update that every week. At the moment, for new strata dealings, it's 7 working days is what we're working to, which is actually, we normally aim for less than 15 days, and so we're doing...
You are sharp in there, Mike. That is phenomenally good.
Yeah, and we're doing, for simple transactions, that we're down under around 1.5 days, which is going really well. So, check that out, Brad. That's Not normally the hold up. Having said that, Hayden, I'd be interested to know, I wouldn't be taking early possession if there was no title.
Well, that's a, well, you don't know what's going to be on the title. That's a good point. No, that's a very good point. If there is no title released and they're giving you possession, yeah, it's a little, you've got to be a little careful about that, because of course, and if it's a strata property, then at least you can probably see the dimensions of your lot. But yeah, look, Brad, maybe get some additional advice about that, because I think that might be a concern. Angela, you want to?
Yeah, also Hayden, what I, from a building perspective, taking possession also earlier, if there's any damage to the property, because, you know, from a tradesman point of view, if something happens to the property before settlement, then you've got to be careful there, because who takes
responsibility? Was it you as the purchaser, yeah, or was it somebody else?
So it's got stone tops or something like that, and something gets chipped, which is a, you know, $5,000 replacement cost, something like that, you have to look at and be really careful of. So I'd be really wary of it.
All right, good advice there. Thanks very much, Brad. And you can join the conversation simply by calling 922 118 882. We're here for Summit Homes. Summitnewhomes.com.au is a great website to have a look at.
We're talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Hi, it's Chris Elsley. This is where we've been on Perth Tonight.
It goes beyond Let's Stop Bullying LGBTI people.
How long have you been with Alcoholics Anonymous?
9.5 years.
This time 50 years ago in 1966, generally speaking, were they happier or less happier than people today?
They were a lot happier.
Coming up, we'll talk technology with Ben Aylett. Carolee Katzenbarnes joins us for her regular segment. Antiques and Collectibles with Matt Donnelly and Dr. Joe Kostrich.
Perth Tonight with Chris Elsley. Weeknights from 8 on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
Is that trench done?
Oh, yes. And it is a masterpiece. A trench the likes the world has ne'er seen before. One that will go down in Trenchdom. One that will become legend. A trench that will have man, woman and child ask with reverence, where were you on the day that trench was dug?
Great machines from Macintosh & Son turn a job into a passion. Visit macintoshandson.com.au and do more.
For the latest designs and package prices, visit your nearest showroom today or download the current catalogue at doorsplus.com.au.
Every day at Coles.
Coles brand croissants are now just $2.75 every day. Flaky, buttery and yummy. Every four-pack of Coles brand croissants are now just $2.75. Today and every day at Coles.
In the Weekend West,
the Travel Essentials Guide, our 100 top tips for travellers to ensure a hassle-free holiday. From getting the right insurance, right through to maximising your chance of an upgrade to business class.
Also in the Weekend West,
7 days previews the high-octane entertainment promised by Cirque Adrenaline. Oscar winner Julianne Moore tells why she won't change for anyone. And travel goes bike riding through beautiful Provence.
Only in the Weekend West.
Are you over 50? Are you getting the insurance discounts you deserve? A 50 Up Club survey has found the average customer aged over 50 pays more than $2,000 a year on car and home insurance premiums. But what if you could lobby together with 40,000 other over 50s for an exclusive discounted offer? That's right. Over 40,000 people like you have joined 50 Up Club's latest campaign, representing an estimated $80 million in annual premiums for insurers who want to make a special offer. 50 Ups are the insurance industry's best customers. In fact, the survey found 1 in 3 people have never even made a claim on their car or home insurance. So get on board at 50upclub.com. It is free to join. Do it now. 50upclub.com.
When we made the choice to move to Moravillo Estate in the Perth Hills, we were so ready for space and a close-knit community for our family. We wanted country life in style, but what we got was beyond our expectations. You enter the estate through the stunning tree-lined boulevard and you're met with large blocks of more than 10,000 square metres, already connected to scheme water, great public facilities and so much more. Head to moravilloestate.com.au. We're really happy here. You will be too.
Gotta love it when your favourite things don't change. At Liquorland, we have the same low prices on over 40 of our favourite drinks every day. Like Villa Maria Private Bin Marlborough Sauv Blanc, a low $12 every day.
Gotta love low prices at Liquorland.
Save this number in your phone.
133-222-133-222. A black and white cab straight to you. 133-222.
Download the smartphone app. It's new.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
9221882 is the number to call. And if you have just joined us, then you can tap into the expertise of Hayden Groves, the president of the Real Estate Institute of WA, Mike Bradford, who's the CEO of Landgate, and Angelo Tomasoni, who's here from Summit Home Improvements. And plenty of calls on the board. I would get in pretty soon. Otherwise, we'll, I know it's a fair way off 10 o'clock yet, but we do tend to run out of time very quickly. Paul of Cannington. Hi, Paul.
Yes. Good morning, fellas. Great to hear your program. I just might ask this question. It's about GRV, and then I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Took possession of a new home in around 2011, and the GRV, and I lived in the same area, went up by about 100%. So I rang the Value General's office, and I spoke to this elderly gentleman, and he was quite good, and he went through and explained it's a new house, and it's a 4x2, and that's why it's gone up, and it's just been reassessed. But then a couple of years later, the GRV went up by about $8,000 or $9,000. So I rang back, and there was a younger fella there, and I didn't really get much sense out of him. He seemed to just make it up as he went along. But in relation to the GRV, how is it actually calculated? And although the rental values are right down, is it worthwhile challenging the GRV that's been attached to the home?
Yeah, sure, Paul. It's Mike here. I'll take your question. The GRV is the gross rental value, and that is the value that is used to levy rates and taxes on property through the local government, obviously. And as well, so for the metropolitan area, we do our gross rental value revaluations every 3 years, and they're done at a particular date of valuation. So, for example, if a valuation was issued in 1 July this year, it would typically be for a date of valuation 1 August last year. So they do kind of lag the market a little bit in terms of what's happening. But broadly, the GRV reflects the rental capability of a particular property, which represents its capacity to generate income for someone, which is the, under legislation, is how governments levy rates and taxes in. Landgate just does the valuations. We don't collect the taxes. But it's the method by which local governments then set their rates. In terms of how they're set, we have 140-odd valuers who collect all the data from across the country, across Western Australia, and work through each of their local areas and do valuations. We do a mass appraisal system, so there is some judgment exercise in terms of similar properties in local areas. We get actual rental information from the Department of Commerce and other people in terms of setting that. So it's a very valid process. We don't always get it completely right, though. So the first step, really, I would recommend is, as you've done, ring up and inquire. Talk to the valuer who's done the valuation of your property. He'll talk you through it. And by and large, they're normally pretty right. We don't get it wrong too often. But if you then are dissatisfied, then you can lodge an objection within a certain period of time against the valuation.
And who do you lodge the objection with?
Yeah, so off our website, the objection's lodged with the Valuer General, and they're reviewed. We have out of something like 1.6 million valuations a year, we typically get about 1,000 objections a year, and a handful of those are upheld.
It's pretty good odds, isn't it, Mike? Really?
Yeah, look, I mean, the valuers are pretty good at this. They're more than happy. You can talk to the valuer that has valued your property, and he will be able to pull up the information we hold. And if you say, well, he says it's a 4-bedroom and you think it's a 3-bedroom, then there might be, our information may be wrong. But that's how we do it. So I'd ring, inquire, and then if you're still dissatisfied, take the next step.
Good on you. Thank you very much. Does that answer your question, Paul?
Yes, it sort of does. And that was really the first, like I said, the first gentleman I spoke to in around 2011, he was very senior, and he spent a lot of time with us and walked us through it. I thought, okay, well, it is a new house. But what I couldn't accept was the year or year and a half later where it just went up by about $8,000 or $9,000. And then there was a younger fella, but he went on about, I'd be paying that rent and all that. And I says, yeah, but you wouldn't get any. Went on about the mining boom, so I didn't really have much comeback. Yeah. But now it's 3 years later, there's no way in the world I'd get the rent that they've sort of valued the house at. And I thought, well, if they do it every 3 years and they adjust it to the rent values in the area for the specific type of home, then one should be able to get it reassessed and the rent value should go down. I just can't see any government department putting things down. And I thought, well, if it was rent valued at the mining boom, why isn't it re-valued now with the price going down?
Yeah, Paul, as you'd appreciate, values in Perth have fluctuated wildly since 2004 and 2005. Mm. They've been lots of ups and downs. The valuers do take into account all of those factors, and if the rental value does go down, then when we next reassess it, then that'll be reflected. As I said, we just do the valuations that reflect the market.
Good on you. Thanks, Paul. Now we'll go to Shirley of Shoalwater. Hi, Shirl.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for the program.
Welcome.
My husband's died, and I'm in a block that's too big. I wanted to subdivide the block. But it goes narrow at the back, and I've been to the council twice, but I seem to be getting more confused. Is it possible to go to Landgate and find out for sure?
Well, Shirley,
do you know what it's what the rating is?
Zoning,
I should say, is?
Yeah, it's R20, mm-hmm. and the block size is 1,045.
No worries there at all, Shirley. Yeah. You certainly got enough room.
Yeah, I know, but it goes narrow at the back, and they keep telling me. One chap told me to knock off a back bedroom, and that seemed a bit extreme.
I don't think you'll need to do that, Shirley, because even though it does narrow down at the back there, there are provisions that is, if the minimum lot size under R20, I'm just testing my own knowledge here, and Mike's looking at me blankly, so he's not going to offer me any help at all. But under R20, the minimum lot size from memory, so don't quote me on this, really, is 400 square metres. I think under the R codes, might be 420 square metres. So you probably
Yeah, Shirley, are you hoping to keep the existing home and then just subdivide and sell off the block at the back, eh?
So, yeah, okay. I like where I am. I don't want to shift.
Mm. Sure. Mm. So it really does depend on where your house is located on the block in order to create that minimum lot size, I think. So you can get the survey plan from Landgate or from the REWA website, or talk to a builder or a surveyor or a real estate agent. And they'll have a chat to you. You know, I would expect no obligation.
Shirley, I'd perhaps it's worth getting a surveyor just to come and visit you, because they can give you some preliminary advice rather than getting confused by speaking to different people at local government level, because that can be confusing, because you speak to some person one day, and a bit like the previous caller, you speak to one person one day, you speak to somebody else the next, and you get a different answer. So
yeah, well, I was getting very confused with all the figures and
Shirley,
and they said average 450, but they gave me a minimum figure of 350.
Yeah, that's I've just got this up on a website. That's exactly right. Minimum lot size for R20, 350, average and minimum area of battle axe lot.
If it's green title, though, for the battle axe provision. Mm. So if you're doing a green title subdivision as opposed to a survey strata subdivision, or a built strata. So that 350...
What does that mean?
Don't worry too much about that, Shirley. I don't want to confuse you anymore. But certainly,
if a battle axe block, can the minimum still be 350?
Yes, if that's what Paz Harvey suggests, the 350 is what the new residential design code suggests that it is, then that's what it is.
The very quick Google I've done comes up on the City of Bayswater's Guide to Land Subdivision, so they'd probably know.
But, Shirley, a call to a licensed surveyor, someone who's actually licensed to do subdivisions, they'll have a chat to you, and if you've got the detail, which you've already got, it sounds like, on the size of the block, that's the information they need to give you some preliminary advice.
Oh, that's good. So I don't need to go to Landgate.
Now, you might have to go to Summit Home Improvements, and Angelo will have a chat about that to you now.
Hi, Shirley. It's Angelo from Summit here. Just wanted to let you know, you can go approach a builder direct, and they do have projects departments where they do subdivisions and so on, where they can do everything for you. So what you can do is just ring, you know, a builder that and talk to them, and they've got consultants that can come out, and they can have a look at your site. They can also do a proposal to see what can work, and they know all the regulations and make it easy for you. So
that sounds good. And it's an option of mine, you know, to build a smaller house on it and get out of the big house.
Well, that's a lot of people are doing that. What they're doing is if they've got a large block, they can subdivide, build a smaller house at the back, and sell the house at the front and make it easy for themselves.
Yeah, well, that's what I've got in mind. Okay, well, I'll take your advice.
Thanks. Great, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Shirley. Good on you. And you can do that. Call us, that is, 92211882. Got a clear board so we can get you up straight after our little message break here.
We're talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
If you're not in the car right now, you probably should be. Parkland Mazda's Saturday demo sales are on, and we're doing deals across the range. 2015 Mazda 3 demos from 19,800 drive away. 2015 Mazda 2 demos from just 15,980 drive away. Plus 2015 demo clearance prices on the sporty CX-5, CX-3 and the VT50 range. We won't be beaten on any demo deals. So zoom into Parkland Mazda. Saturday sales must end 1pm today. ParklandMazda.com.au. Deal 12942.
Don't risk your safety cleaning gutters. Top of the ladder gutter cleaning are the experts for cleaning roofs, gutters, downpipes or solar panels. For prompt quality service and affordable prices, contact Dave at topoftheladder.com.au for a free quote. topoftheladder.com.au.
Hey there, listener. I see you, all safe, caring and responsible. Just the kind of person we need driving for Chauffeur, Perth's newest on-demand transport that'll treat the people of Perth right. And will treat you right too. You can run your own tax-compliant business with technology and alarms that protect you and your passenger. All the things that help you stand out from the competition and earn a great income. Contact us via chauffeur.com.au. That's chauffeur.com.au.
Considering retirement living? River Parks and River Pines retirement villages were created with you in mind. Well connected to the city and Fremantle, these Stockland communities offer two-bedroom villas from as little as $299,000 with $10,000 cash back on selected villas. Conditions apply. To take a tour and discover the village that best suits your lifestyle, free call 1-800-727-7170 or visit stocklandretire.com.au. Stockland, it's your place to retire your way.
Right now at Masters, get 10 to 50% off all plants. That's right, get 10 to 50% off all plants. That's perennials, shrubs, climbers, hedges, trees, house plants, pot plants, even turf. If it grows, it goes. 10 to 50% off all plants. Be quick, because when they're gone, they're gone. You know where to go for the lowest prices. 10 to 50% off all plants, only at Masters. Offer ends Wednesday, March the 2nd.
Our family was having all sorts of IT problems with one brand.
Microsoft.
Apple.
Android.
Samsung.
Hewlett-Packard.
So we called Geeks2U.
Well, every Geeks2U geek knows every brand inside and out.
They fixed my Windows.
Set up my Mac.
Synced my Galaxy.
And set up my Hawaii.
It's pronounced Huawei.
Oh, cool.
They may be geeks to you, but they're firm family friends to us.
Oh, thanks, Don. And if you have an IT problem, whatever the brand, go to geeks2u.com.au or call 1-300-GEEKS-2-U.
Hello, this is Agnes Brown with good news for everybody in Australia. I'm coming back.
Mrs. Brown and the whole family are coming back to Perth really soon.
Watch out for 2016, our new play, Good Morning, Mrs. Brown.
Book today at Ticketek.
Got a real estate question? Call now, 922-11882.
Yes, we've got three people in the studio to answer your questions. I'll press the buttons and let them do the answering. Frances of Dianella. G'day, Frances.
Hello.
Hi, Frances.
Hi. This is a title question. If a home is in the husband and wife's name and the husband dies, is there a cut-off time that you have to do anything about changing it over, or can you just leave it, and is there a charge? What's the score there?
Yeah, hi, Francis. It's Mike here. In the event that you've got a home, and it depends on how the home is listed, is it in joint tenants, which
yes.
is the most common form of tenure? If that's the case, we have a procedure around survivorship where you can transfer the title into the name of the surviving tenant. And that there is no time limit on that. It's at your convenience when you choose to do it. I'm not sure of the charge. I think there is a charge for lodging a document, which is our standard lodgement charge. If you actually call Landgate on 9273 7373, our customer service team on Monday we can talk you through that. We can accept those documents lodged over the counter at our Midland office or in our office in the city and help you out if you wish to do that. But don't feel under any pressure. It's really if you want to transact the home or do those sorts of things when you might need to consider doing that.
Right, even if you're waiting 5, 6, 7 or 8 years, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, there's no real time limit on it. It's your choice as to when you choose to do it. But you need to make sure that you've got the right information when you do it. So death certificates and things like that. So if you do leave it a long time, make sure you don't lose sight of those sorts of important pieces of evidence that you'll need.
What do you mean by the right information?
Oh, so we need to verify that you are the person on the title, so that we have to verify your identity. So we'll need, it's a bit more than a 100-point check, but it's a bit like a 100-point check. Then the death certificate for the other tenant on the title is required as well.
Right, and if you're not too sure where the title is...
Okay, if you were listening a little while ago, we talked about duplicate certificates of title. Our title is a digital database, so you don't need a duplicate certificate of title, so don't sweat it if you haven't got that.
Right.
But I think the first thing, I'd bring our customer service team on 9273 7373 on Monday, and they can talk you through, and they can probably look up your details and tell you whether there's a duplicate issued for your title and those sorts of things.
Oh, good. Thank you very much for that.
Good on you, Francis. Thank you for your call. We'll head off to Trigg now. Hello, Neil.
Good morning, Harvey. Good morning, gentlemen. I can't remember your names.
Angelo, Mike and Hayden will do.
Yeah, that's all right,
Angelo,
Neil.
Angelo, Mike and Hayden, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
Good, thanks.
Just a quick one for the chap from Landgate. Obviously, I live in Triggs. There's a proposed development going up behind us, went through JDAP. There's an issue with, there's an easement right of carriageway which services three properties. Now, the chap doing the development is put in his plans. They've all been approved by JDAP, and then but there's construction going on the easement, and the easement right of carriageway hasn't been extinguished, and it won't be extinguished because people use it daily. However, the developer's started work, or he's got into the demolition stage at this stage. What rights have we got with that? Maybe the chap from Landgate might know something about it.
Look, Neil, you're probably stretching me here a bit because I don't have all of the details, but it's correct me if I'm... So you've got a right-of-way at the back of a property, is that what...
No, it services up the side of our property, around the back and into the property next door where there's some new units being built.
And so whose property is the easement on? Is it on yours or is it on the neighbouring property?
It's on the neighbouring property. However, it was all one property. It was subdivided many, many years ago. So, and the right of carriageway is... it's been used to service properties for 50 years or something like that.
So the easement is in favour of more than just the property, one property at the back. It's in favour of multiple properties, is it?
Yeah, three properties, yeah.
Including yours, Neil, obviously.
Yeah. Including ours.
Oh, including yours.
Yeah,
okay.
We've had an application go through WA Planning Commission for a subdivision, which has been approved, and which we use that to access the rear of the block. Now this chap's come along, or the developer's come along, saying, "Well, we're going to construct on that, and it's bad luck."
The easement.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I think I'd get a copy of your survey plan.
Got all that.
It sounds like you might already have that. I'd probably call a licensed surveyor and just say, let me really be clear here, but I understand what I own, what my rights are. And then once you get that information, then I'd probably, you might want to have a quiet chat to the developer, or you might want to get some further, even legal advice.
Local authority. Local authority, Neil, have you been there?
The city of Stirling, absolute pain. They are so... pro-development around the Scarborough Triggs area. It's just not funny.
But you can't, of course, as you'd appreciate, Neil, build lawfully. You can't, improve an easement. You can't build or obstruct an easement.
Well, that's my interpretation of it as well. However, these people seem to think, well, that doesn't apply to us, and it's going to basically affect, it will affect it, where it won't be... basically won't be trafficable by the time they put their retaining walls and all that sort of stuff.
Neil, I reckon it sounds like you've done a fair bit of work on this already. I'd suspect you're at the point of getting probably legal advice.
And the building department at the City of Stirling.
Okay. All right, thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Neil. Thanks for your call. You can join the conversation. We're getting quick because it's coming up to 15 to 10. After the 10 o'clock news at Sports World with Carl Langdon, Kim Hagdorn and Glenn Jakovic this morning, and they'll be interested to take your calls, of course, on anything of a sporting nature. But we'll go with property all the way up until 10 o'clock, 922 11 882.
We're talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Start your day the right way with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis.
If we want the postie to survive, the postie's got to be multi-skilled.
Okay.
Morning, Fiona. What would you like to see the postie do?
Today's Friday. My bin day's Saturday. So while he pops in my mail, he can just go and put the two bins out.
Thank you
for coming, Fiona. That's exactly what I was thinking.
What I'd like my postie to do was to collect the letters that I wanted posted, because if you can't drive, that's a real chore.
That is a brilliant suggestion. In fact, you've got to ask the question now, why don't they do it now?
Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis. Weekdays from 5 on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
See a cold or flu coming? See that you pick up Healthy Care Vitamin C from Chemist Warehouse. See how it may reduce the frequency, severity and durations of symptoms. See how it's Australian made. And see its great price. Healthy Care Vitamin C 500 milligram chewable 500 tabs is only $19.99. Always read the label. Use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see a healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
It's an open and shut case. If you want a locally made custom kitchen, the choice is Joyce. Visit one of our three conveniently located showrooms or joycekitchens.com.au.
What do you want in a medical centre? 100% bulk build, a convenient location. How about one that's open every day of the year, 7 days a week? That's exactly what you get at Sorrento Medical Centre. If you require treatment and care plans for chronic diseases like diabetes and asthma, or if you're after a free skin check or mental health assessment, you'll find it at Sorrento Medical Centre. They're even an accredited travel vaccination centre. See sorrentomc.com.au.
Right now at Masters, get 10 to 50%, 10 to 50% off all plants. That's right, get 10 to 50% off all plants. That's perennials, shrubs, climbers, hedges, trees, houseplants, pot plants, even turf. If it grows, it goes. 10 to 50% off all plants. Be quick, because when they're gone, they're gone. You know where to go for the lowest prices. 10 to 50% off all plants, only at Masters. Offer ends Wednesday, March the 2nd.
Once, every 4 years, all eyes are on this one huge event.
DVG Maddington's Isuzu's Leap Year Sale. Save thousands with once-in-a-leap year deals on all 2015 plated new and demo models. But with limited stock, don't wait another 4 years to get the best deal on your new Isuzu Ute. The DVG Maddington 2015 plate clearance ends February 29. Corner Albany Highway and Kelvin Road, Maddington. DL 14687.
The NBN Network is Australia's new landline phone and internet network. It'll revolutionise our online world and mean access to high-speed internet for everyone. You can only switch to the NBN network by contacting a phone or internet provider, asking them when you can switch, and talking to them about choosing the right speed plan for your needs. Remember, the sooner you switch, the sooner you could enjoy access to all the benefits of fast, reliable broadband. Contact a phone or internet provider today.
Gotta love getting more of your favourites. At Liquorland, you can pick up two for the price of one on Peter Lehman Portrait Barossa Shiraz. That's two bottles for the amazingly low price of $16. Save $16. Gotta love low prices at Liquorland.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
Yes, I read through until 10, and then after 10, it's Sports World with Carl, Kim and Jacko, and plenty to talk about, mate.
Mate, there is so much going on. Wildcats into the grand final last night, beating Illawarra. We've got the Perth Golf International.
Bit of argy-bargy, I'm just noticing in the highlights.
It always is. Well, Rob Beveridge trying to prove a point, and the Wildcats aren't backwards and coming forwards. No. They play a physical game. Uline Rumford leading at 11 under par at the Perth International. The Forces season gets underway tonight. Glory going down last night to the top of the table, Sydney Wanderers, or Western Sydney Wanderers, NAB Cup, or Challenge, not Cup, because there is no Cup, but Collingwood and Geelong, good game, free scoring.
I watched it until half time. I thought the standard was terrific.
Yeah, good one-day football that was, wasn't it?
One-day football, 2020 football.
Well, mate, it was just free-flowing scoring, that's how we want it. Bernard Tomic, T20 World Cup, all of that.
Yeah, what about the golf?
I said the...
Did you?
All right,
no.
Were you listening?
No.
I just said Uline and Rumford are in the lead at 11 under par. Did I not say that?
I heard it. All right, whatever you said. Good on you, Carl. Okay, righto. And by the way, during the weekend, we will keep you up to date on all those sporting events, particularly the Hawthorn game, obviously. There's been a shark spotted off City Beach, okay? Be very careful, folks, if you're going to...
It's the Rottnest Swim.
Oh! Swim
faster, everybody.
I wonder if it's a bit of a practical joke because of that. I Wow. We'll take it seriously. By gee, we will. You know, so be very careful if you're around the City Beach area. There could be a shark in the vicinity, but there'll be patrols there to look after you. Margaret of Edgewater. Hi, Margaret.
Oh, look, I think I'm asking for a miracle here, Harvey. I've got a unit in a strata complex, and one of the owners is not paying their fees. Now, they're not in the country as far as we know. We can't contact them anyway. It's becoming a bit of a hassle because, you know, we're covering their costs. We've been told there's nothing we can do. Is there anything we can do?
Well, the current, Margaret Hayden here, current legislation, the Strata Titles Act is under review right now. But at the moment, the only thing you can do, really, is to continue to pay that because you actually have it, particularly if it's things like levies for insurance purposes, because the strata company has an absolute obligation under the law to insure the property and insure the common property as well. And therefore, you all, as proprietors, have an obligation to make sure that the levies are up to date in terms of payment for certain essential things, including insurance. So, have you got a professional strata manager, Margaret, or
Yes. She said that she's made inquiries and there's nothing we can really do. Although, if ever it goes on the market, we can get the monies when it, you know, before it's sold, but the monies are protected. But in the meantime, at least us all a little bit out of pocket.
Yeah, that's right. And it seems desperately unfair in this situation. And there's no possible way of tracking down this owner. What is the property?
Apparently, the tenants are paying directly into a bank account or something, and they're also paying their own electricity. So that cuts out that they're still operating in their little domain. Mm. But as far as the complex goes, we're covering the rest.
Now, Margaret, Mike told me earlier in the show that he is a specialist in terms of miracles. So he's going to take this second part of the question. Yeah. I can see he's got an answer for you.
Margaret, miracles is not something I line up for normally. But look, Hayden's advice is right. The strata company does have rights and obligations.
Yeah.
How big's the complex? What percentage of
20 units?
Okay, the good news is it's not so big a burden, but it's still really annoying. The strata, there are dispute resolution clauses under the Strata Titles Act, and I'd get the strata manager to get some professional advice and pursue it pretty hard. If the money's being paid into an Australian bank account, then you probably can find these people, probably. And that's what I'd be going down the path. A miracle in the future, perhaps, is that under the review of the Strata Titles Act, we are seeking to simplify dispute resolution through everything will go through SAT. So, but that's in the future. So I'd really put the asset on the strata manager to pursue this as hard as they can.
Rightio, thank you very much.
Good on you, Margaret. Thank you. We look like we don't have any more calls or emails or texts. We might have one quick one coming through, and we'll have to be very quick with that one. It gives us an opportunity, Angelo, first of all, to ask how people can learn a bit more about Summit Home Improvements.
Yes, Harvey. Look, we cover all parts of the home renovations business. We do second stories, the ground floors. We do internal renovations as well. So they can contact us and get one of our consultants to go out and see them and have a chat. It's very informal, just to let them know about the process, give them some ideas about pricing and so on. And we're basically a complete design and build service. So we do everything from the design to council to the whole build. So it make it very easy for you. They can contact us on 6365 2942 on that number there, and we'll get a consultant to go out and see them. But we make it very easy, take the headache out of it. Instead of going through the design process with maybe, you know, certain architects and so on, and make it very easy where we complete the whole program for them.
Fantastic. And if people want to learn more about titles and whatnot at Landgate, Mike, what's the best bet?
Yeah, so have a look at our website, landgate.wa.gov.au, and use the search bar up there to search on the piece of information you're looking for.
Jolly good. Now, taking off your hat as president of Rewa, what's happening down Frio Way? Of course, Dethridge Groves Real Estate is your business, and yes. I don't know how you managed to sort of keep working hard on that and working hard as president.
Well, it is a juggle from time to time, Harvey, and the things that unfortunately suffer is things like family time. My young bloke's playing cricket down there somewhere out in Booragoon this morning. Hopefully he's going okay. I'll rush there straight after this to see how he's going. But yes, look, it is a challenge. But anybody, I'm very happy to take anybody's calls to answer general, give them some general real estate advice. My number is 93361166. at my office, or if you've actually got a question that relates to real estate and you're not sure what to do, we get a lot of calls on this hotline. It's at the Rewa Community Hotline, okay. And that's 93808222, and that's manned Monday to Friday. And there's some great people on that that you can speak to who are really expert in all sorts of things real estate.
Thanks to everyone who called today. I wanted to talk to you about page 11 of the West, which is alleged bargains close to the city. Perhaps we'll just refer people to that that article today. They talk about Bentley, Embleton, Morlison, James Stewart Hill and so forth and so on. Interesting article. Very quickly.
Look, it is, and I think some of these areas, if you have a look at them 2 years ago, they're back to roughly where they were 2 years ago. So they saw a bit of a spike. So the latest fall is real in those suburbs really relates to a change in the composition of sales that occurred in 2015 as opposed to 2014. So really we haven't seen prices come off that significantly if you look across a two-year program rather than just the 1 year, Harvey. But certainly it's nice to see that there's some pretty good buys that close to the city. And a lot of people are asking, you know, are we at the bottom of the market? Well, 2016, yeah, it's got to be close, if not, it's here already.
Angelo, thanks for bringing that nicely coloured green $100 bill in with you today. And the winner is Sylvia of Mandurah. She was our very first caller. Good on you, mate. Thank you for that.
No problem.
Thank you to Gemma. And stand by now for the news on 882 6PR and Sports World.
We're talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.